Number 29 in our hymn book. The books of the Bible. Oh, there's many different ways to sing this one. I hope I can remember this one. Genesis. No, I can't remember it. This Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, and 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, and 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, and now the Book of Psalms. Another one I do not know. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. It's our truth of our salvation. The reason why we can stand here and say that Jesus Christ died for our sins. Because we have a living Savior. It's amazing to think about. Maybe we can ask the Lord for some help, and then we will sing some more songs, okay? Let's just pray for a minute. Our dear God and Father, we just do thank Thee that we can have the opportunity to tell the children here of Thy good news, to talk about Jesus. And Lord, we just do pray that if there's anyone in this room, whether young or old, that they do not know Thee as a personal Savior, that Thou will work in their hearts tonight, today, this very minute, that they may come to know Thee. So Lord, we just do pray for the message. We pray for each and everyone here. We pray for the encouragement. And we thank Thee in Thy name, Lord. Amen. Is there another song that you like? Yeah? 78. Scarlet, scarlet, though your sins be scarlet. And again, I can't remember the tune.
Though your sins be scarlet, they shall be white as snow in His precious blood.
Yeah. 96. I know this one. When He cometh, when He cometh, says, or the song here says, little children who love their Redeemer are the jewels, the precious jewels. Each and every one of you here are those precious jewels that the Lord Jesus wants. What's so cool about jewels? Does anyone know what we talk about? What's so cool about jewels? Yeah. What's so cool about jewels? Are they shiny? Are they pretty? Yeah, they're shiny and pretty. Anything else about jewels? They're worth a lot? Yeah. And each and every one of you are worth a lot to Jesus. So much that He came down to die for each and every one of you. Gave up His life so that you could live. Is there another song that... One more song, yeah? 82. Tell me the old, old story.
Tell me the old, old story.
Oh,
victory verse for this week. Does anyone feel brave enough to stand up and say their verse in front of everyone here? Isabel, do you know the verse? Okay.
Whosoever was not found in the book of life
was
cast in the fire of like Revelation 20:5.
Good job. Revelation 20:15. And like every good teacher here, I have some bribes if you say your verse. Would anyone else like to say their verse? Yeah?
Whosoever was not found in the lake of fire.
Book of life.
The book of life.
Was cast.
In the lake of fire.
Good job. Anyone else? Yeah.
Whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation
20.
20.
50. Well, sorry. There goes that one. Good thing we're all wrapped up. Anyone else like to say their verse? I'll go to you, and then down there. Yeah.
Revelation 20:15. Whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Good job. Yeah, do you know here? Whosoever.
Whosoever will.
Was not found.
Not found into the lake of fire.
In the book of life.
The book of life.
Was cast into the lake of fire.
Cast into the lake of fire.
Revelation. 15.
15.
20. Good job. It takes a lot of courage to stand up in front of everyone and say this. You want to say it? Okay. Whosoever.
Whosoever was cast.
Was not found.
Not found.
Written.
Written. In the book of life.
Was cast
into the lake of fire.
Revelation.
15.
Sorry, 2015.
2015.
And there was one more hand somewhere over here. You got it? Okay.
Whosoever was not written in
the book of life.
The book of life.
Was cast
in the lake
of fire.
Of fire.
Revelations.
2015.
Good job. Now, if there's anyone who wants to say it afterwards in a quiet space. Oh, one more? Okay.
Whosoever was not found in the written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20:15.
Perfect. I will, okay, you can come afterwards and we'll do it after the Sunday school. I have tons of these sitting around. Now, it's kind of an interesting verse to start our Sunday school off. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. It's kind of doom and gloom in a way, but unfortunately that's the reality of not knowing Christ as your Savior. Does anyone know what the book of life is? You know what the book of life is? Yeah, what's the book of life? It's one of the hymns. Do you know what the book of life is? It's kind of a hard concept to understand, but the Lord Jesus has a book, and all our names are written in that book, whether we are saved or not saved. And unfortunately, there's going to be a time when the Lord Jesus is, not unfortunate, for many of us, very fortunate, that the Lord Jesus is going to come and call us up to heaven, and we're going to see Him. And then we're going to be either praising the fact that we are in heaven, or, unfortunately, those who are not found in that book of life are going to be cast into the lake of fire. Now, do you know why we would be not found in that book of life? Yeah, we have to be able to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And those who don't are living in sin. Now, sin's another concept that's kind of maybe hard for us to understand. Does anyone know what sin is? When you're doing something you're not supposed to. Doesn't matter what type of sin it is, or is all sin the same? All sin is the exact same. And it has consequences to it. Maybe we could turn to 1 John chapter 2. And I like this verse because it's written for you, each and every one here, little children who are here. So 1 John, it's near the end of the Bible if you have it open. And I'll read that verse, starting in verse 1. My little children. So the Lord Jesus is talking to you. My little children. These things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now there's some big words in that verse here. But the main idea is that the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that came to die on the cross for our sins. And He's the one that is telling you to come to Him. He's the one that can stop all that sin from happening. And not just for you, but for the whole world. The whole world. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? To think about. Now, you're probably thinking, well, big deal. I have sin. Not that big. You may have heard it from other people. You may have heard it from the gospel meeting. I think each and every one of you here have been here for a while. You probably heard it. But what are the consequences of that sin? So I thought maybe we could do a little lesson. I need some help for that. Would anyone be brave enough to come and help me? You seem pretty big and strong. So the first time you sin might be kind of interesting. You might, okay, I got away with that. But you know what? That sin kind of hangs on you like a backpack, like a burden. And you might be okay to walk around. Are you okay to walk around with that? Okay, go for it. And you're probably thinking, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. I got away with this. This is not that bad. And you might do it again. Well, guess what? That sin keeps going. How's that? Is that okay? Okay. How about now? A little harder? Could you walk around all day long with that? Could you climb a mountain with that? Okay, why don't you take the backpack off and try to lift it? Is that a little heavier? Would anyone else like to try? Maybe some of you want to try? Okay. Come here and try to lift that burden of sin. See if you can put that on your back. You want to try lifting it and holding it on your backpack? Or is that too heavy to even... Pretty heavy? Are you pretty strong here? Can you carry that around all day long? No. And that's what sin does. It's like a burden. And in Psalms 38, maybe we can turn to Psalms 38, because my memory is not the greatest memory in the world. And in verse 3, Psalms 38, in verse 3, right in the middle of it, it says this: Is there any rest in my bones because of my sin? For mine iniquities are gone over my head. As a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. And sin keeps piling on. And it'll keep piling on. And this burden, even though I know many of you had trouble even lifting it, as you get older and older, it gets heavier and heavier. And we're reminded in Matthew to walk that straight, because the straight is gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Our path to the Lord Jesus is that along that straight and narrow path. And could you imagine carrying that weight down a straight and narrow path? No, you're going to be wobbling all the way around. And it's so easy to fall into the temptation of sin. How many of you have ever seen a mouse trap before? Have you ever seen a mouse trap before? Well, at our house, we have a problem with mice, as many of you had. And we have a new subdivision that just got opened up. And so, of course, that used to be where the mice lived. And so now they're trying to find new homes. So I've had to set a nice little trap out for them, unfortunately. And I filled the trap the other day. And then I emptied it and put a new bait inside. And you know what? Within minutes, I had another mouse inside of it. That temptation of peanut butter, that sweet temptation, is too hard to resist sometimes. And that's why we need the Lord Jesus Christ to help us cleanse our sins, right? Does anyone know how we can cleanse our sins? Do you know what washes away our sins? The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses our sins, right? Do you want to come here? Can everyone come here for a minute? I have something to show you. And I kind of need you around here to kind of see it. And we might need to leave some space for some of the smaller kids. If you're taller, you can come here for a minute. So I have here some pepper, lovely pepper. Do you want to come here and see, or are you okay? And this is like sin. So our water here is kind of like our body. So we sin. What do you notice happening? What do you notice to our body? It's changing. Someone's cell phone's going off. What's happening to the water? Is it getting blacker? What about now? Is it getting dirty? Would you like that to be inside your body? You know, that's what our hearts look like and our insides look like sometimes without the Lord. Well, sometimes that's what they look like without the Lord Jesus. It does smell like pepper, right? Probably makes you sneeze. What does this look like? Blood. The blood of the Lord Jesus cleanses our sins, right? That's what we're told. What do you think is going to happen?
It's going to turn red.
It's going to turn red? Is that the only thing that's going to happen?
It's going to get rid of the blood.
Let's see. It pushes it all the way to the outside. Unfortunately, it doesn't cleanse perfectly as the Lord Jesus' blood would. But what did it do? Pushed it away. And what about the water now?
Turned red
and it's clear, right? It's no longer black. Okay, you can have a seat. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13, we're reminded of just what happened here, right? It says, Christ Jesus, you sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. So I love this chapter for many reasons. But one here, you know, we were very far off. Does anyone know what that means? We were very far off from Jesus. Yeah, we were far away. You know, unfortunately, the moment that we were born into sin. We're not perfect. We're born into sin, which means that we need the Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse our souls. We need Him. And because of this, we're able to come to Him into heaven and be written in that book of life. We don't need to be in that lake of fire anymore. Not like our water where we kind of have like the pepper to the side, right? Our whole body will be cleansed. Our whole soul will be cleansed. Every sin that we can imagine. Remember we said there is no difference in our sin, right? Whether we lie to our parents, whether we steal something, whether we tell a little white lie to our friends, they're all the same to Jesus. And because of that, it doesn't matter what we've done. We need to have His blood to cleanse us all from our sins. And I was thinking of a story that maybe might help tell that story. Can we turn to Acts chapter 16? Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. Does anyone know what story I might be talking about? Has anyone heard of the Philippian jailer? You've heard of the Philippian jailer? Have you heard of the Philippian jailer? So there's a jailer, and we have here Paul and Silas. And Paul and Silas were apostles, right? Were disciples. And they were preaching the gospel message to everyone around the world. Well, at least here. They were telling others, just like I am, telling you about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you guess what happened to them? Guess what happened to them? They got sent to jail. Is that a nice thing? No, not very nice. What would happen to you, do you think, if you were in jail? What would you feel like? Would you be cold? I don't know about you, I'd probably be crying, huddling in the corner, right? Probably be asking where my mommy is, most likely. It's a scary place. But you know what Paul and Silas, you know what they were doing? Here in verse 25, at midnight, which is way past my bedtime, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. They were singing. They were happy. You know why they were happy? Do you know why they were happy? They had the Lord Jesus. You know, in Psalms it says, happy is he who trusteth in the Lord. Happy. Can you imagine walking around all day long being happy? I hope you are, actually. And the prisoners heard them. In verse 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. And we don't really get much earthquakes here in St. Thomas or in Toronto, Milton. I felt maybe a little tremor sometimes, but I know there are some great earthquakes out there that have destroyed many places. And so the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. So everyone could leave. How many of you would probably be, if I were in jail and all of a sudden my bonds were loose and the doors were open, would run? Would you run? I know I would. I would be running as fast as I can, right? To get away. Well, guess what? When the keeper of the prison awaked from his sleep and he saw these doors, he was like, uh-oh. This is my job. I'm supposed to keep everyone here safe. In this prison. Uh-oh, they probably ran away, right? What's going to happen to me? And so, unfortunately, he drew out his sword and he was about to kill himself because he'd rather do that than what the consequences of his job would have been at that time. But guess what? Paul cried out and said, do thyself no harm. He was still there. He stayed put. Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. We are all here. So then the keeper said that he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? The Philippian jailer recognized the importance, that message that they were singing hymns and praises to God. They were preaching. And they were still there. He saw the amazing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Just to be saved, you probably don't want to stand on that. Have a seat. What do you think Paul and Silas said? What do you think Paul and Silas said? The Philippian jailer has come to you and he said, what must I do to be saved? What do you think he said?
Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
That's exactly what he said. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now, do you think the Philippian jailer said, that's great, Paul. Thanks. You're here. I'm going to lock you back up. See you later. Is that what he did? And walked away? Thanks. You told me what to be saved? No. What did he do?
He brought Paul and
And did he take the Lord Jesus right then and there, or did he say, I'll try it next week?
He took the Lord Jesus right in there.
That's right. And it said here in what must I do to be saved? And that's what they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And they decided, Paul and Silas spoke unto them about the Lord Jesus Christ, and he took them that same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straight away. You know, there's another story in the Bible about King Agrippa. Does anyone know that story? King Agrippa, do you think he's a pretty popular man? Would you like to be a king or a queen? Would you like to be a king or queen? Yeah? You think he's pretty powerful? He's got everything in the world? Yeah. Being king is pretty cool. You know what the one thing he was missing, though? His Savior. Do you think if he doesn't have the Lord Jesus Christ, do you think he's going to be written in that book of life? No, he's not going to be in that book of life, because the only way to be in that book of life is to ask the Lord Jesus to wash away your sins. You know what King Agrippa said after hearing all this? After hearing all the gospel, that's like I'm telling you, after saying, what must I do to be saved? And Paul saying, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what he said? Almost thou persuadest me. You almost. So unlike the Philippian jailer who said, yes, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ right this very minute. I'm going to take you home. We're going to praise the Lord Jesus right now and then. King Agrippa said, almost persuadest me. And I really pray that each and every one, if you don't know the Lord Jesus, and that's for everyone out there, that you're not today coming to me and saying, Jonathan, you almost persuadest me. You know, boys and girls, we saw here how fast this blood cleansed our souls, or cleansed this water. Was it instantaneously? Yeah, it was pretty quick. As soon as I dropped that blood, that pepper went to the sides, right? And you felt this burden of sin. Would you like to be carrying this around all day long? No. So the only thing that can cleanse our souls and wash our sins away is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thought we could read one more verse before we close with some hymns. One of my favorite verses in Romans. If I can remember where my verses are. Romans 10 and verse 9, and it's one of the verses that I learned as a boy and girl sitting right here where you are. And so I know next week's Bible verse is not this, but it is a verse that I think you should remember. Chapter 10, verse 9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, and this is the important part, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You know, we often see out in our world, our friends maybe, I'm a believer. And they may tell you that. And you may say this to your parents, yeah, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm saying that. But there's a second part. Do you believe it in your heart that the Lord Jesus rose from the dead? And so, as we end this talk part, I want you to think about that. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, there are many people here, myself included, who will be willing to talk to you like Paul and Silas did to that Philippian jailer. And I hope that each and every one of you will not come to me afterwards and say, you know, Jonathan, You almost persuaded me. You almost. Because unfortunately, just like our verse said in the beginning of the Sunday school, whosoever is not written in the book of life shall be cast into the lake of fire. Do any of you have a song that we want to sing? And someone who hasn't had a chance, maybe. Yeah, you. Number one? Ooh, I love that. I love number one. Maybe we can sing... we'll sing the whole thing. It's A Certain Man. A Certain Man. Thank you. One of the first stories that I learned about the gospel when I was your age. You know, Zacchaeus, he was a little man, right? And at that time, I was a pretty small boy. And I remember him, I remember the story being told that he was in this crowd of people, just like kind of where you're here. How many of you have trouble seeing over your dads and your parents and maybe your sisters and brothers? Yeah, and if you're in the big crowd and you want to see this auditorium or this person standing there, how many of you kind of have to do this? Right? Or you stand on top of your parents' heads. Right? Well, I can picture Zacchaeus doing that. He wanted to see Jesus so bad. And so he decided to climb a tree. And I've been known to climb trees a lot as a kid. And I can, the sycamore tree, which he climbed, is one of the easiest trees because it has very low branches. And he climbed that tree. But you know what? What's the problem hiding in a tree? How many of you ever climbed trees before? What's the problem of being in a tree? No one can see you. Except that the Lord Jesus just walk on by. Let's keep going. No. The story says he saw him in the tree. He knew exactly where he was. And you know what? The Lord Jesus knows each and every one of us where we are. He knows that. Can we sing one more song, 77? This is my favorite pick here. And maybe just the first verse and the stanza. So salvation is a big word. Because it is a pretty big word, but hopefully after today you may be understanding what that salvation was. Salvation is a
big word, but I am not too small. To know Christ I am now, great comes Him to save us all.
I know salvation, or the words we've used today, might be big, but the message is pretty simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And if you believe it with thy heart, and confess it with your mouth, that's the two important things. Before I close in prayer, I just want to, for those of you who did not know, or did not say your verse, if you want to come and say your verse, you can come up to me. And if you can even say one thing that you learned today from this talk, one thing, you can have another candy. Okay? So maybe we can close in prayer. My dear God and Father, we just do thank Thee that we still have this opportunity to stand before everyone here to tell of how Thou sent Thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. How that precious blood cleansed us all. And so, Lord, we just do pray that the boys and girls here, that Thou will work in their hearts, that Thou will be able to show them the way to the salvation. And that goes as well, Lord, for everyone here too. And so we just do pray that we, each and every one of us, can be encouraged that Thou art coming soon, and that we all can be truly happy, knowing that Thou art the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of our sins. And so, Lord, we just commend this meeting into Thy hands, and we thank Thee in Thy name. Amen.